Happy Friday. Happy 4th of July. Thank you so much for tuning in to Local Artist Showcase, 4th of July edition. This week, I am going to be sharing with you a ton of shows that are going on this weekend. And I can't even believe that I'm saying this, but there are, to my count, at least 72 shows going on in Henderson County alone. Now, that number started yesterday. Between yesterday, Thursday, and Sunday, I counted over 70 shows just going on in Henderson County alone. A lot of venues are having more than one show going on Friday and Saturday, have lots of live music going on. It really is just so amazing to think of a town that's really not all that big being able to have that many shows in just a four-day period. I'm going to tell you about just a handful of them. However, I will make sure that by the end of the show, I've at least talked about all of the shows going on tonight, the 4th of July. If you are looking to make plans and want to go see some live music tonight as part of your Independence Day, I will let you know where everyone is. And also, I've got some new music that I'm sharing with you on today's show. I've got a new-ish venue. I'm not sure. This venue's been around for a while, but I think this is maybe the first time I've seen them have music, or at least the first time I've seen it advertised. So I've got a lot of really cool things coming up in this show, so you're in for a treat. I want to not get any further without saying a huge thank you to our sponsors, Oklawaha Brewing Company, Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, The Purple Onion in Saluda, Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series, and J&M Farms. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5 when it airs. You can also tune into the rerun on Saturdays at noon. And you can stream the show throughout the week at your convenience by visiting WTZQ.com, clicking on the Programs tab, clicking on Local Artist Showcase, and then scrolling down to the bottom of that page. If you are an artist or a venue, shoot me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. That is the best way to up your chances of getting on the show. Send me musicians. Make sure you send me your live music schedule, MP3 or WAV files of your music that you want me to consider. And if you've got anything particularly big coming up, like a single release, an album release, anything of that nature, make sure you include that in the email. Venues mostly goes to you as well. Just let me know what your live schedule is. You can send it to me for the month. You can send it to me for the next several months. You can send it to me for the week. Whatever is easiest for you, send those my way, and I will do my best to shout out at least a few shows that you send my way. I want to go ahead and kick things off because it's going to be a very busy show here. This first song I'm going to play for you was sent in to me by Ryan Taylor Price. We've had him on the show before, a Local Artist Showcase favorite. He just released a song this week called Storm We Weathered, which, as you can probably imagine, it's a song about Hurricane Helene. We've gotten so many of these over the last however many months it's been now, 7, 8 months since Helene. And, you know, I, like with all things, tragedy tends to, musicians, we tend to express ourselves obviously through music. And so when something as catastrophic like Helene happens, it's no surprise at all that there would be lots of music that comes out of it. So I'm excited to share this one with you. If you like what you hear, it's available on all streaming platforms. Go stream it now, Ryan Taylor Price. And I'm going to go ahead and just play it for you. This is Storm We Weathered, once again, by Ryan Taylor Price.
We could drive by the place, get a hotel on the interstate. Call your mother, tell her we're all right. There's enough worry to go around, and those generated sounds, it's enough to make you lose your mind. There's a high water mark, a sedan and a grocery cart, tangled up on the riverbank. All stay home, but they sent the church some clothes, plastic bottles and a little prayer. Just been trying to keep it together. Blame it all on the stormy weather. taking cash, says the sign on the glass. What you gonna do with a wallet full of cards? Just been trying to keep it together. Blame it all on the stormy weather. When the power comes back on, we'll have all the comforts of home. Call our friends and talk about the storm we weathered.
Last night I went out to the bar and I drank too much. Don't even remember fighting with the girl I love. When I woke up, she was gone. She packed her things and hit the road. Then I saw that bottle on the shelf and I laughed and thought to myself, if Jim Beam could talk, if Jim Beam could see, I'd ask him what I did to make her leave me, how to get her back before she gets too far. I'd ask him just how bad I broke her heart. And we'd sit and talk about all the love we've lost. If Jim Beam could talk. Sound of an old guitar. We talk about life, the ups and downs, while the barkeep pours us another round. If Jim Beam could talk, if Jim Beam could see, I'd ask him what I did to make her leave. She gets too far. I'd ask him just how bad I broke her heart.
That was Bottle on the Shelf by Blue Stump. Blue Stump released this song back in March and sent it my way. And I wanted to make sure that I played it at a time when they were going to be locally playing so that you had a chance to go and see them. They are going to be performing at the Dragonfly in Shelby a week from today, Friday the 11th, starting at 6:30. I would go check that out. That was one of their closest dates to Hendersonville. So I would definitely, if you like what you heard, go ahead and mark your calendars for a week from today, Friday the 11th at 6:30, and go check them out. They're going to be playing at the Dragonfly, and this is one of their, I believe, their newest release. I think potentially I read maybe their first release too, although don't hold me to that. I have to go back and check on their social media. But again, that's Blue Stump and their song Bottle on the Shelf. Go stream it wherever you stream music, and go check them out when they're at the Dragonfly in Shelby on Friday the 11th starting at 6:30. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back with more shows and music to tell you about and let you listen to. Keep it tuned right here to The Q. I'll be right back.
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, it's Joe from Akalaha Brewing Company. We're throwing our largest block party yet. Rock the Block, Saturday, July 5th, in the street outside our taproom.
Hey, I'm Michael with Continuum Art and Tattoo. We're bringing out an amazing lineup of local artists for the street market, right in the heart of downtown Hendersonville.
This is Raphael Graves
and The Hammer
from Laser Lover. The show's very special to us. Our first ever gig was at Okawaha Brewing.
And we're celebrating our band's anniversary, where it all started.
Live music, beer tents, food trucks, and summer vibes from 4 to 10 p.m.
Free to attend, just show up ready to have a good time.
Come party with us
at Rock the Block.
Rock on!
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. Up next, I've got Brian Ashley Jones and Melanie Jean. They're going to be playing at J&M Farms, one of our lovely sponsors, on Sunday the 6th, starting at 2 p.m. And this is an original song of Brian's. This is called See You Wasting Time.
Mm-hmm.
still down on all you've done last night. Well, I'm moving fast to a better place. Ain't slowing down, I'm picking up the pace. And I see, oh, I see you wasting time.
Oh, you see me standing My life is but a blouse. Looking in the mirror, I see the devil looking back at me. Look into the mirror, see the devil staring back at me. I'm Lord above, how could I let this be? Oh, it ain't no good.
Altman under his one of the other stage names that he goes by, which is Lo-Fi Appalachia. He sent us this song about maybe it's, I think it's been about a year, year and a half ago now when he was on the show. Steve and I interviewed him a while back and he had sent us a couple of these songs. So I wanted to play one of those for you because Bill is going to be playing at Trailside tonight, Friday until 8 p.m. So that's a perfect early show. It's already happening if you're listening on Friday, but you still have plenty of time to hop in the car and head on over to Trailside if you want to grab a drink and get ready for the fireworks later on tonight. Of course, downtown is a very short drive over. In fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, you could walk. I think maybe the trail does. I believe the trail, the Coast Trail there does match up with it, but don't hold me to that. I've yet to walk the trail myself. So either way, you are very close to the fireworks. Plenty of time to go catch the last of his set and before you head over to see some fireworks. I'm going to take a quick break here, and I will be right back. I've got, of course, as promised, coming up later on in the show, I'm going to let you know all of the shows that are going on tonight. So if you are getting ready to head out and enjoy some festivities, I have you covered.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glassblowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top-quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
Hey, it's Joe from Akalaha Brewing Company. We're throwing our largest block party yet, Rock the Block, Saturday, July 5th, in the street outside our taproom.
Hey, I'm Michael with Continuum Art and Tattoo. We're bringing out an amazing lineup of local artists for the street market, right in the heart of downtown Hendersonville.
This is Raphael Graves
and The Hammer
from Laser Lover. The show's very special to us. Our first ever gig was at Okawaha Brewing.
And we're celebrating our band's anniversary, where it all started.
Live music, beer tents, food trucks, and summer vibes from 4 to 10 p.m.
Free to attend, just show up ready to have a good time.
Come party with us
at Rock the Block.
Rock on!
Hey, it's B Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right. Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road. Proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Welcome back to the second half of Local Artist Showcase. Up next, we've got the Bearded Bards. They're going to be playing at Blue Ridge Beer Garden tomorrow, Saturday the 5th, starting at 4 p.m. And this is a song of theirs called The Liar.
And her days are coming, but the nights are all the same. Woke up this morning to take a cup of shame, but I ain't said nothing since I woke up today. All I can do right now is get on my say you help the needy, but I
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment. That was Colin Cheek with his cover of When You Were Young by The Killers. Colin's going to be playing at a new-ish venue. This is, I think this has been around for a while, but I don't know that I've ever seen them doing music. I could be wrong, but the Guidon Brewing Outpost at Elijah Mountain Gem Mine on the Acusta Trail. He's going to be performing there Saturday starting at 5 p.m. And like I said, I'm fairly certain, or I know because I've heard people talk about it, that Guidon Brewing had this outpost at Elijah Mountain Gem Mine. I know at least last summer. I'm not sure how long they've had it there. But I don't know that I've ever seen live music there. So this is a really cool show to go and check out. And yeah, I don't want to say too much more about it because I don't know a lot more about it. I'm not sure. I'm assuming it's family friendly because it's Elijah Mountain Gem Mine. So go check it out. This is a great excuse to go and see what it's all about. Saturday the 5th, starting at 5 p.m., Colin Cheek will be there providing the tunes for you. I'm going to take a quick break here, and when I get back, as promised, I'm going to be letting you know about all the shows that you can still attend going on tonight. There's been a lot of shows going on earlier in the day. Most people assuming that people had the day off, so there's been a lot of early shows that you don't normally see on a Friday, so I pulled together the ones that you can still make. So go ahead, get in your car, get it ready, and I'll let you know about those here in just a couple of minutes. Here's a couple words from our sponsors.
Come check out all Octopus Garden has to offer. Octopus Garden is one of the area's original smoke shops and for years has been voted best head shop by the Mountain Express. The Octopus Garden has the largest selection in the Carolinas of over 30 glass blowers, including out-of-state artists, salt, and banjo pieces. Octopus Gardens has an infinite stock of incense, CDB, top quality candles, premium cigars, hookahs, and much more. Come get your party supplies at any Octopus Garden in Asheville, Weaverville, Hendersonville, and Brevard.
It's time for you to check out The Corner at J&M Farms. With live performances weekly featuring incredible musicians, J&M Farms is all about bringing people together for music, laughter, and unforgettable memories. Music nights and events at J&M Farms are the perfect way to connect with friends, family, and neighbors. While there, enjoy J&M Farms food truck Sissy's with barbecue, burgers, and all your favorites, plus cold beer, wine, and cider. J&M Farms. Go for the music, stay for the memories, and leave with a smile. J&M Farms, 3016 Chimney Rock Road, proud sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Looking for a unique dining and music experience that's just a short drive down the mountain? Then check out the Purple Onion in historic Saluda. Enjoy the relaxed atmosphere, creative cuisine, and great selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Unwind with local musicians on Thursdays and Saturday evenings. Visit purpleonionsaluda.com for the upcoming music schedule, lunch and dinner hours, and to book a reservation. The Purple Onion in beautiful downtown Saluda is a proud supporting sponsor of WTZQ's Local Artist Showcase.
Hey, it's B-Squared, the movie guy from Flat Rock Cinema, inviting you to have your ultimate film viewing experience in our unique Bistro Cinema, located in Flat Rock Square, right between Sharewell Coffee and Blue Ruby Kitchen. We feature first-run movies, quality food, and craft beverages. But did you know we also have live music, improv comedy, and host private events? That's right, Flat Rock Cinema is an experience destination right in your backyard. Learn more, purchase tickets, and contact us at flatrockcinema.com.
Hey, it's Joe from Akalaha Brewing Company. We're throwing our largest block party yet. Rock the Block, Saturday, July 5th, in the street outside our taproom.
Hey, I'm Michael with Continuum Art and Tattoo. We're bringing out an amazing lineup of local artists for the street market, right in the heart of downtown Hendersonville.
This is Raphael Graves
and The Hammer
from Laser Lover. The show's very special to us. Our first ever gig was at Okawaha Brewing.
And we're celebrating our band's anniversary, where it all started.
Live music, beer tents, food trucks, and summer vibes from 4 to 10 p.m.
Free to attend, just show up ready to have a good time.
Come party with us
at Rock the Block.
Rock on!
Welcome back to Local Artist Showcase. I, as promised, have all the shows going on here tonight, July the 4th, that I'm going to tell you about. But first, I wanted to show a little bit of love to our sponsors. going on this weekend at the Purple Onion, Saturday, tomorrow the 5th. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing this correctly, but Pythagoras are playing. They start at 8 p.m. That show is $10. Go check it out. See if maybe you have better luck pronouncing their name than I do. That you can go to purpleonionsaluted.com to purchase tickets and see their event calendar. They have on Thursday the 10th Admiral Radio starting at 7:30, and that is a $10 show. Moving over to J&M Farms, tonight they've got the Johnny Blackwell Band. He is performing until 9 p.m. tonight. He has already started, so head on over there to see him and his band. And then, of course, going on over at Ocklawaha this weekend, you've been hearing the ads play on our radio station. We've been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. It is the Rock the Block Street Party. This is an annual event featuring Laser Lover, the headliner, and Tento Turbo, the opener. Tento Turbo starts at 4, and then Laser Lover will follow them. That is going on until 10 p.m. That is a free show. That is, of course, they shut down the whole block. It is... if you haven't been to the one of the ones in the past, this is a huge event that they put on for celebrating both the 4th of July and also celebrating Laser Lover's birthday. I believe it's their fourth one. So go check it out. That's going on Saturday, 4 to 10, on First Avenue in front of Ocklawaha Brewing Company. And Continuum is also hosting it with them this year. They set up a market that's going on throughout the day out there. They've got food trucks, beer tents, and it's just going to be a great party. That's happening on Saturday over at Ocklawaha. And then on Sunday, Ocklawaha has Crystal Fountains playing at 2. And here is the mega list of shows that are going on. I am only playing shows that you can still feasibly make it to if you left your house or your home in the next little bit, assuming you live in Henderson County. Going on tonight, Appalachian Mountain Brewery, that's over in Mills River, next to the Ingles on Boylston Highway. They have, as part of their Red, White, and Bluegrass weekend, Red Bud is playing tonight. They've already started. They'll be going until 8 p.m. Appalachian Ridge Artisan Hard Cider will have Lou and Doll playing from 6 until 9. Blue Ridge Beer Garden will have Moonshine State. They have already started their set. They're going to be playing until 8:30 tonight. Main Street between 3rd Avenue and Coswell Street, there's the big 4th of July celebration music. Of course, this is where the fireworks are going to be. It's where most people see the fireworks. You can, as long as you can see that red balloon, I think it's red. It's always been red in the past. You will be able to see the fireworks, but there's a whole lot of music going on beforehand. They have, starting here in just a bit, the Lonesome Road Band, which I'm actually going to play one of their songs here later on in the show. And then they've got Bright Leaf Band performing at 7:30. J&M Farms, they had two shows today. We just talked about the one that you can still catch, the Johnny Blackwell Band playing starting at 5. So they're already well into their first set. They're going until 9 p.m. tonight. Johnson's Legacy Vineyard will have Daniel Sage. He has already begun. He's going to be there until 7 p.m. tonight. Mills River Brewing, they had two shows going on today, one of which I think is already wrapped up. This second one is starting at 6:30. This is Pinkish Floyd. As you can guess, that is a Pink Floyd tribute band. They're going until 9:30 tonight. Packet's Place has Saints and Sinners. They are starting at 6 and going until 9 p.m. Point Lookout Vineyards has the Showboat Band. They are performing until 7 p.m. tonight. I do not know. It doesn't say on here that there is a cover charge or a ticket price to that, although they sometimes do have ticket prices, so you may want to check on that before you head up there. Southern Appalachia Brewery has the Andrew Thelston Band playing until 9 p.m. tonight. Trailside Brewing has, they had two shows going on today, one of which was Colin Cheek. He wrapped up at 4 p.m., I believe, though. I should know that. I'm the one who booked it. It would have been until 4 p.m. tonight. They've got Bill Altman performing until 8 p.m. tonight. We played one of his songs earlier on in the show. Last but certainly not least, the Visitor Center stage is going to have the Night Move Band performing from 7 until 9 p.m. tonight. Whew. And that's just the shows that I could tell you about that haven't already happened. There were plenty of shows that went on earlier this afternoon all across Henderson County, and that's also only Friday. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 13 shows that are all happening here in the next 4 hours, just in Henderson County. It's just, I can't really get over, especially just since I've been doing this now for well over a decade. Well, at this point, closer to 14 or 15 years. It's just so cool to see how much live music is going on. It's so different even than when I started. And I know there are musicians that have been doing it twice as long or triple as long as I've been doing it here in town who can tell you it wasn't, are even more surprised at how much it's just boomed in such a short period of time. So it's really, really cool to see. The next show and artist that I'm going to feature here is Iggy Radio. He's performing at Bold Rock on Saturday the 5th, starting at 6 p.m. And this is a Dave Matthews cover called Crash Into Me.
Hello, and thank you for streaming Local Artist Showcase here on WTZQ.com. Unfortunately, we cannot post any covers on our website due to licensing restrictions, so we will now be skipping ahead to the next section. If you'd like to hear future Local Artist Showcases in their entirety, remember you can always hear the full show when it airs live every Friday evening at 5 or Saturday at noon. Thanks again for tuning in. Now, on to the next segment.
Finishing out the show, that was the Lonesome Road Band with their cover of the Seldom Seen's song, Wait a Minute. They're going to be playing on Main Street between 3rd Avenue and Causeway tonight for the 4th of July celebration starting at 6 p.m. That just about wraps things up for me. If you want to catch me this weekend performing, I am at Blue Ridge Beer Garden on Sunday starting at 2. And that's as of now, my last show for a little while. My July is a little bit quieter, at least as of now. I feel like I always say that, and then all of a sudden all these bookings come in. But I'm ready to take a little bit of a break. It's been just a really crazy few months. I thought winter was going to be a little slower than it ended up being. So it's kind of nice that my July has ended up being a little bit of a quieter month. Although, again, those are kind of my famous last words right there, because I have a tendency to say that, and then next week I could be telling you I've got all these shows. So we'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. I've never been known to sit on my hands for very long. So either way, though, I would love to see you this Sunday at Blue Ridge Beer Garden starting at 2 p.m. As a reminder, tune in this evening after you go out and see some of this live music that's going on. If you are on your way home or if you would rather watch the fireworks from the comfort of your car, make sure that you can see that red balloon and tune in to our radio station starting at around 9:30, weather permitting, although Paul has said I am recording this in advance, so who knows what'll change between today and tomorrow. But Paul has said weather is looking to be great tomorrow. So as long as that continues to be the case, fireworks are going to have a hard 9:30 start. And we will be broadcasting the music here on our radio station. So tune into WTZQ tonight at 9:30. Weather permitting, we should be starting straight right on 9:30 for the fireworks spectacular music. And once again, make sure you can see that red balloon so that you are watching the correct fireworks with the correct music behind it. I want to once again say a huge thank you to our sponsors, Ocklawaha Brewing Company. Make sure you head out to their bash on Saturday night and see Tento Turbo and Laser Lover. I want to also thank Octopus Garden Smoke Shops, The Purple Onion in Saluda, J&M Farms, and Flat Rock Cinema, home of the Magnolia Concert Series. You can tune into the show every Friday at 5. That's where I'll be next week. You can also tune in again tomorrow, Saturday at noon, for the re-airing of the show. You can also stream it at any point throughout the week. That's also a great way if you miss one of the dates or the times that I say, or you're curious about the name of the band, you remember you love the song. Remember, you can always go back and listen for it on our website, WTZQ.com. Lastly, musicians and venues, give me a shout. Shoot me an email at 1600@WTZQ.com. Send me your live music schedule. Musicians, make sure that you include MP3 and WAV files of the music you want me to consider, and let me know if you've got anything particularly exciting coming up, like an album release, single release, particularly big show you're trying to sell tickets for, anything of that nature. Make sure you include it in the email. With that, I'm going to wrap things up. Thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you tune back in at 9:30 tonight for the fireworks spectacular music. And I hope you have a great Independence Day. Stay safe. Enjoy some live music this weekend, and I will see you next week. Have a great rest of your evening. Stay tuned.
And listen local.